Wednesday. It's 6 p.m, which means it's time for the fastest 5 minutes in radio with the latest sports news on Radio Huddersfield. Good evening, everyone. I'm Paul Taylor. Here's what's making the sports headlines this hour. England's Euro 2012 qualifying campaign suffered a setback as Montenegro held out for a goalless draw last night. The visitors' defensive performance limited the Three Lions to few chances. It's a result which leaves England second in Group G. But manager Fabio Capello says it's no time to panic.
They played one game more than us. We have to win against Wales. After, we'll be at the top.
It was a night of poor results in general for the home nations in the Euro 2012 qualifiers. At Hampden, Scotland clawed Spain back to 2-2, but the world champions eventually won 3-2. Wales were thrashed 4-1 in Switzerland, and Northern Ireland played out a disappointing 1-1 draw in the Faroe Islands. Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland also finished 1-1 in Slovakia. Elsewhere in the world of football, UEFA is deciding what action to take following the abandonment of the game between Italy and Serbia. The match in Genoa had to be called off after visiting fans threw flares onto the pitch near Italian supporters. The most likely scenario is that Italy will be awarded a 3-0 win, with further punishment possible for the Serbians. Just hours after the Royal Bank of Scotland won their court case against Tom Hicks and George Gillette, Liverpool are poised for new American owners as John Henry claims to have a binding agreement with the club. But the Singapore billionaire businessman Peter Lim has urged the club's board to consider his improved bid. The Spirit of Shankly Group was formed 2 years ago to oppose Hicks and Gillette's ownership of Liverpool. Their spokesman, Jay McKenna, had this message for whoever takes over.
Make sure that the money this club generates is spent on players rather than on debt. And make sure that, you know, these supporters are no longer treated with contempt and that they listen to the concerns we have. And for 3 years now, we've been on the outside shouting in. It's about time that they open the door and listen to what our supporters have got to say.
There have been more gold medals for the home nations at the Commonwealth Games. Paddy Barnes clinched the first major success for Northern Ireland by winning in boxing, while England's Tom Stalker also triumphed in the ring. In shooting, there have been golds for England's Richard Brickell and Scotland's John Hammond, while David Millar won in the cycling for Scotland. Turning to cricket, Graeme Thorpe has been appointed as England's national batting coach. He's been the second 11 coach at Surrey and will be based at the ECB Academy in Loughborough. Thorpe played 100 tests for the national side. The hockey season has begun in America, and once again, the league took their product overseas to play several matches in Europe. Can this help the game grow in England? I went to Sheffield to find out more. When the Sheffield Steelers were formed in 1991, they regularly played before sell-out crowds of 10,000 people. Nowadays, however, the team struggles to pull in 3,000. I've come to the Sheffield Arena to speak to the players and coaches and see what it will take to raise the profile of hockey in this country. And I started off by talking to bench coach Neil Abel, who has been with the Steelers since day one.
Having the NHL come over here to play games is a great bonus, like even for the country, not even just for the hockey, but I mean, like, kids coming to see that, it's like it would never have happened when I was playing in my day.
The players seem to echo Neil Abel's comments regarding the NHL, as I found out from speaking to Mark Thomas and, first of all, Jonathan Phillips.
Obviously, the NHL teams coming over, there's no better way of getting the word out there than big teams like that coming over and playing games, whether they're playing games against each other or, as they did this year, you know, Boston coming over and playing against a select side.
Yeah, I definitely think, like I said, Jonathan said, it's the exposure is great to have the NHL guys come over and play against a select Belfast Giants team, and I think that's hopefully going to bring more fans into to the league in general.
One of the team's Canadian-born players, Kevin Bolibrook, feels that the Steelers are already well-placed to help the game grow.
Sheffield is one of the best cities where a lot of kids play ice hockey and they take pride in it. There's good facilities here, there's good arenas, so the interest is definitely picking up.
And finally, I spoke to player coach Ben Simon, who considered the matter from a more business-like perspective.
I think a lot of it has to do with marketing the game because it's not a high-profile sport. But I think just promoting the game in itself and marketing the game to younger crowds, to other people, so that, you know, if they come to one game, they'll like it, they'll learn a lot more, and they'll be more apt to come back.
In general, it appears that most of the squad are positive that hockey in England can become more popular, but they realise it will take a lot of hard work to get there. Whoa! Okay, I'm going to get out of the way before I get hit by one of these pucks! Okay, that's all for now. I'll be back in an hour with more sports news.